You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, I sincerely hate with all my heart to tell you that I told you so, but I did. William Clinton has clearly won the popular vote of this presidential election. But you see, as I predicted this, and I still predict that he will serve a second term as president of the United States of America, it still is a deception to con the American people to accept this whole rigged conglomeration. And I'll discuss that with you, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments when I come back. Don't go away, because we have a lot to talk about tonight, and I'm going to take your calls. In case you've forgotten the number for the call-in line, it's 520-333-4578.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and the pledge to the ideals of our forefathers. The men who fought and died in the building of this great nation. It's a pledge to fulfill our duties and obligations as citizens of the United States, and to uphold the principles of our Constitution. And last but not least, it's a pledge to maintain the four great freedoms cherished by all Americans. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
I can remember, ladies and gentlemen, when I was an awful lot younger than I am now, that the presidential election results were measured in the popular vote. If you have been watching television or listening to the radio at all tonight, you have noticed that something has changed. They are now measuring the popular election vote in electoral votes. And that is a deception. It is a lie. It is, in fact, a total and complete manipulation of the American public. You see, here's the way the election for President of the United States and Vice President of the United States works in this country, according to the Constitution for the United States of America. And I think you had better pay very close attention, because most of you, if I measure what you know by other things that you do and say, don't know beans about what I'm going to tell you. Probably have never read the Constitution. If you did, you did not understand it, or you would be calling every major network, every news organization, CNN, and you would be putting them to the task to explain their deception, their lie. You see, on election day, ladies and gentlemen, citizens, and according to the requirements of every state, in order to vote in the president and vice presidential election, you must be U.S. citizens. Not state citizens, U.S. citizens. If you're a state citizen, not a U.S. citizen, you are not allowed to vote. Did you know that? And when you register to vote, you have to sign under penalty of perjury that you are a U.S. citizen. If you want to cross that out and say you are not a citizen of the corporate U.S., but a citizen of the state in which you reside, and you are granted protection of your right under the Constitution to vote for the candidate of your choice, they will not even allow you to register, much less vote. That's number one. Number two, the vote taken today is not the vote that elects the president, although they are trying to deceive you in believing that it is. Today is the popular vote, which decides in each state how many electors represent that popular vote. But that does not mean that the popular vote will be represented in the vote of the electors or the Electoral College. You see, the presidential candidate who is awarded the most popular votes today is not the president of the United States of America. For at least another 15 days, possibly 20 to 25 days. Because first, the popular votes have to be counted and then verified. And then the electors who are elected by that popular vote in each state have to assemble and post their vote 15 days hence, and they do not have to vote according to the popular vote. In other words, no matter what the popular vote says today, the Electoral College can completely reverse the results of the popular vote election and elect the other candidate to the presidency of the United States if they so desire. To my knowledge, that has never happened in the history of this country, but it could happen. The fact that all the major networks, the Communist News Network, the Allied Broadcasting Communists, the National Broadcasting Communists, and the Communist Broadcasting Service are giving you the election results in electors or electoral votes is a deception. It is a lie. It is a total manipulation because the popular vote has absolutely nothing to do with the electoral vote or the final results of the presidential election. Now, if you don't believe that, get out the Constitution for the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, and read it. I know that's very difficult for some of you to do, especially since many of you have never done it, and those of you who haven't even hit upon this, don't even understand how this process works, although it's very clear. I challenge you to do it. Do it now. It is imperative. But it doesn't make any difference either way, because Bill Clinton is the next president of the United States of America, exactly as I predicted 2 years ago. and followed up 1 year ago and 6 months ago and every month since. Now, I didn't say that he might be. I did not say that there was a chance that he wouldn't be. I said absolutely and finally, without any reservations whatsoever, that Bill Clinton was going to be the next president of the United States of America without reservation, and the only thing that could change that would be an absolute miracle of biblical proportions. Which makes me still, after all these years, the number one, accurate, the most accurate predictor of future events in the history of this nation, and possibly the world. For I've only had one failed prediction. And that was based upon the law. The law that Manuel Noriega could not be brought to the United States, tried in American court, and sentenced to prison. Based upon the fact that he was the leader of a foreign nation exempt from our jurisdiction, outside of the venue in the jurisdiction of our courts, and in fact had diplomatic immunity. The fact that he was captured, brought to this country, tried, and incarcerated told us that the New World Order is farther along than any of us ever dreamed. And any other country that had the power to do it could come and capture the President of the United States of America, take him or her to their country, try them, and put them in prison. And to prevent that kind of thing is exactly why diplomatic immunity was invented and why international law prevented that sort of thing and why sovereign nations are not subject to the jurisdiction or venue of other nations. But it happened, didn't it? I'm going to open the phone lines now and take your calls. 520-333-4578 is the number. I want to hear what you have to say about this election. What do you think is going to happen? Bill Clinton has clearly been reelected for another 4 years, taking us in to the year 2000, which is the year specified in all of the reports, dates, and projections for the formation of the one-world totalitarian socialist government by those who are bringing it about. It's not my conjecture. It is not a guess. It has been documented for the last 4.5 years on this broadcast and many others. It is the truth. What do you think is going to happen now? And what do you think about the fact that it appears, it's not clear yet, but it appears that the Republicans now have not only control of the House and the Senate, but a larger majority, even though it's just a few of a larger majority, it appears so far. Not all of those results are in, and it could change at any moment, but it appears so far that the Republicans not only have maintained control of the House and the Senate, but have increased their majority. What do you think is going to happen now? How did you vote and why? Where do you think this is going to take us and why? 520-333-4578 is the number. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you think about this. What is going to happen? And why? Why do you think it's going to happen? Whatever you think is going to happen. What is going to be the result of this election? You see, Clinton now has a clean slate for the next 4 years. He cannot run again. He doesn't have to worry about being reelected. He can do whatever he wants to now. probably what he wanted to do during the first 4 years, but didn't have the guts to do. Or maybe not the political backing to do. Now maybe he has. How many of you knew that the Congress, the 104th Congress, adjourned Sindai? Sindai adjournment means adjourned forever unless recalled. How many of you understood that? How many of you also understood that previous to adjourning Sindai, the Congress passed a resolution that after adjourning Sindai, certain acts would be voted upon and not reported? How many of you knew that? How many of you understand that until the 104th Congress, no Congress in the history of this country had ever adjourned Sindai since the Civil War? And in the Civil War, the Congress that adjourned Sindai adjourned just before martial law was declared and the military districts established over this country. How many of you understood that? How many of you know that tonight, on this election day, and this election night, most of the military forces of the United States of America are on alert? It is the truth. How many of you knew that President Clinton has made a statement that right after the election he will be leaving for Australia for rest and relaxation to recover from the turmoil of the presidential campaign? How many of you understood that? This does not bode well. This tells me that an ill wind is blowing. What do you think is happening? What do you think is going on? 520-333-4578 is the number. How did you vote? Why did you vote that way? Who do you think is going to make the most difference in the coming months and years? The president or the Republican Senate and House? Or do you have an opinion? Apparently, no one has an opinion. The phone is not ringing. Apparently no one cares. Apparently there is a great apathy. Apparently there are a large number of people listening to this broadcast who just flat don't give a damn, either about what's happening in this country or the broadcast. What is wrong with you? What is it, ladies and gentlemen, that gets your dander up? Do I have to jump through this microphone and poke my finger in your eye before you become eager to participate in the discussion? Is this network of no worth whatsoever? Am I spitting in the wind? Am I wasting my money and my efforts, my time? Am I doing myself and my family and the other broadcasters on this network a great disservice by even thinking that we're catering to something that you'd like to participate in and hear? Is that what's happening? Because if it is, I'd be happy to call the whole thing off tomorrow. Because, to tell you quite frankly, it's a great pain in the ass for us. We've done it mostly hoping that it's for the good of the listeners and for the nation. Remember, this broadcast was 2 hours, and I cut it back to one because there was a lack of response on the telephone. if that continues, ladies and gentlemen, I'll cut out the whole network. You either get active and get off your dead butts, or I'll just cut you all off and leave you adrift in your own sea of ignorance and apathetic stupidity. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Hello.
Well, that's a little good butt chewing there.
Well, people deserve it.
Yeah.
I am absolutely sick and tired of putting my butt in them and the lives and comfort of my family on the line for a bunch of apathetic, ignorant do-nothings. It makes me sick. I hate to have to say that, but it's the truth.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to speak for other people.
Well, you can't. Who did you vote for?
I didn't legitimize the BS.
You what?
I didn't legitimize the BS. I didn't vote for anybody.
You didn't vote. Okay. Do you think that was a vote wasted?
Yeah, sometimes I wonder about that.
Well, no, tell me honestly. I'm not trying to...
Well, on the lower scale, you know, maybe it might have made a difference.
But do you think it might have made a difference on the local scale?
Yeah, maybe on the local scale it might have.
I can guarantee you, in my estimation, that it would have. On the national front, wouldn't have made a difference at all.
Yeah. The similar problem that you were talking about earlier is that when you deincorporate yourself and get out of the system, you try and go back in and use your right to vote, they just ignore you. Unless you're playing ball with them, they won't let you vote.
Well, that's true. You have to concede or become a citizen of the corporate U.S. government and give up your state citizenship rights in order to vote in elections today. And it's all unlawful, illegal, unconstitutional. But that's the way it is. They won't let you register and they won't let you vote.
Yeah. Now, wasn't there a provision that if you owned property, land, you could vote?
That was way back in the old days, and that was spelled out in the all of that has been changed now. It does not apply anymore. All of this bullshit that all of these crazy racist people are spouting that you have to be white and property owner does not apply anymore. All of that has been changed over the years. You can be any race, religion, color, creed, own property or not own property. You still have the right to vote in your states without declaring that you are a citizen of the corporate U.S. Government and that you are a state citizen, which you are by right of birth, if you're born in the state or any state for that matter.
Yeah.
Of the several states of the United States of America. And they have conned everyone into not understanding any of it.
Sure. Don't you think it'd make a difference, though, if only property owners were allowed to vote?
Oh, I think it'd make a tremendous difference. Oh, yes, absolutely. But I think it would set the stage for continuous uprisings, revolution, and civil war, and I don't think it would ever contribute to anything.
Yeah. I can't figure out now why the powers to be would preference Bill over Dole, because they're both basically the same guy.
Well, they absolutely are. It's not the powers that be. The election's rigged always for the presidency. It doesn't matter and didn't matter and never will matter whether Dole or Clinton were elected to the presidency. The same agenda would be carried out, the same New World Order would be brought into being, and the same totalitarian socialist world government would eventually come to exist. The property and wealth of the American people would be ultimately redistributed, and there would come to be just two classes of people, the rulers and the ruled. That's the goal, and it doesn't matter whether you vote for Dole or Clinton.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. It's what people perceive that counts. And that's the reason why I'm opening this forum tonight, so that we can find out what it is that people perceive. It doesn't matter what I believe or what I tell you if everybody out there believes that I'm wrong and that I'm full of crap and that they believe something else. And that's what I want to hear tonight. Who did you vote for? Why? What do you think is going to happen in the next few years because of the results of this election? You see, I've taught people for 4.5 years to read everything, listen to everybody, believe absolutely nothing unless they could prove it in their own right. And what many people don't understand is that whether I'm right or wrong doesn't really matter. It's what the majority of the sheeple and the people and those informed and those who know what I know believe, and what they vote for, what they do, and what they're prepared to do based upon all of this, that really counts. I'm just one person in this whole world.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of hoping maybe Dole might make it.
Well, if he did, it wouldn't change anything.
Sure.
It just might slow it down a little bit.
It might wake up a few people on the other side.
Dole has been one of the biggest liars in the history of this country. It just amazed me that he was getting away with political advertisements that said, Bob Dole keeps his word. He's never kept his word. He's lied about everything he's ever done. And he lied about GATT. He lied about NAFTA. He lied about the assault weapons ban. He lied about everything.
Yeah.
He's just a perpetual liar. And to see his wife, Elizabeth Dole, get on television during these ads and say, Bob Dole will keep his word. You can count on Bob Dole. It just made me want to throw something through the TV screen.
Yeah, you know, it's how he always...
And it also made her a liar, and I never knew that before.
Huh. Well, they tried getting something out about her on 60 Minutes, and apparently she didn't appreciate it too much.
Well, who would? If they were going to get something out about you on 60 Minutes, would you appreciate it?
Sure. But it's got a little scary about Bob there. He always refers to himself as a second party. And he says, Bob Dole says this, and Bob Dole says that.
Well, Bob Dole is no different than Bill Clinton. In fact, they're distant cousins. Did you know that?
Are they really?
Yes, absolutely.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's strange.
No, it's not strange at all. Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, sure.
Got to take a break right now.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't go away. Be right back after this short pause for... commercial business.
Oh, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, through the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Just America.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They specialize in providing all of the different precious metals that throughout the history of the world have been recognized as real money. I'm not talking about what you believe today is... ...day is nothing more than phony, counterfeit, bullshit paper. And that's the truth. It is not redeemable for anything. The only worth that it really has is what any fool is willing to trade for it. And then you walk away with his wealth and he's standing there holding this worthless paper, which at any moment can come tumbling down, and I can assure you will at some future date, not too far in the future, will come tumbling down around all our ears. I suggest you read the Constitution for the United States of America and the laws, the United States Code, which tells us what money really is. You'll be amazed how you've been fooled. 1-800-289-2646. Call Swiss America Trading today. Don't postpone it, ladies and gentlemen. You know how you are. You procrastinate. And then you forget all about it. Call tonight. Ask for the newsletter that is just out that you've got to have. Extremely educational. And then ask how you can get your hands on some real money and then follow through with that. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Do it now. You'll be glad that you did. A great weight will be lifted off your shoulders. 1-800-BUY-COIN.
In the land of cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland, where I was born.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Mike out of Southwest Florida. Good evening.
Hello, Mike.
My answer to the question, I wasn't surprised, either one, socialist A, socialist B. What it did do is I'm going to place more order for my FM 100 tomorrow. That's a fact. That's the only way.
We recommend the FM 25. Don't be fooled by the catalog. The FM 100 only broadcasts on 25 milliwatts. The FM 25 broadcasts on 100 milliwatts. You need 100 milliwatts. That's the maximum power. The only reason that I use the FM 100 here is because I live on a mountain way above the towns around me down below. And so I can reach all of them with 25 milliwatts with just the antenna on the transmitter. But I have ordered the matched and tunable antenna, which will even get me out farther than that. But the rest of you need the FM 25 for the 100 milliwatts because you're not in the situation that I'm in.
Oh, okay.
If you can, I would suggest that you call them and cancel that order. And
I haven't done that yet. I haven't ordered it yet.
Okay, order the FM 25.
Okay, I'll go with that then.
Because it's a more powerful transmitter.
Okay.
Don't get blown away by this professional stuff. The FM 100, even though they call it the professional stereo FM transmitter, is only one quarter as powerful as the FM 25, which is just as professional as the FM 100.
And enough said. I've got it.
And in stereo also.
I understand. I had the catalog. I was sharing it, and then it disappeared, so I had to order another.
Well, that's okay. You see, they don't tell you that in the catalog. Unless you call them and are very specific in your questioning, you'd never know it.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. As far as the election, I was hoping for better people in the county, and I can see that's even rigged, too. We're going to have a jackbooted type sheriff here, and I was pulling for this constitutionalist young sheriff. And it's not over yet, but it's pretty close. It's like 5-point spread, but I doubt it. There's too much political power here. We have Big Sugar in this county. We also have Bob Dole's, one of his plantations here. And it's very deploring. It's like the corporation is really entrenched.
Yeah.
I'll let some other callers call, but I'll tell you this much, folks. It's the only way we're going to get more people on our side is to take it to the air.
That's right. You have to take it to the air. We have to reach people who have never heard any of this before. And that's the only way we're going to do it is if all of you out there with satellite receiving stations get a low-power FM transmitter and get on the air. It's completely 100% legal. Nobody can touch you at all as long as you stay within the limits. And if you go over the limits, as long as you stay intrastate, they still can't touch you legally, constitutionally.
One more good note. Remember that caller a few days back or a few weeks back, maybe a month, about he was going to court the next day on a traffic fine?
Uh-huh.
Well, my best friend used the same tactics and won today.
And the tactics that I gave you over the air?
But this judge, he didn't want to hear any of it. He just didn't.
Uh-huh.
He was laughing about it, but he still dismissed the case.
Well, he has to. The reason he's laughing about it is because he's hoping that nobody else who's watching will take it seriously.
Yes.
But anybody who's watching, who understands the legal process, knows that he not only took it seriously, but he understood exactly what was happening, and he dismissed the case.
I'll let you go.
And that's the most important thing. Did he do it because of the points that I talked about?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
He followed every point.
Great.
And he was going to probably dismiss the case midstream, but my friend Chuck, he said he needed to practice and he needed to follow it through to the very end the way it was said on the tape.
Wonderful.
And it worked.
Yes, it will always work if you do that. And understand that I am not giving you legal advice. I am not what is called an attorney.
No.
I am not a member of any bar association.
We go to law classes every Saturday.
Yes, I'm just telling you what I've learned in my life.
Thank you. God bless you, and we just need a few more on our side before we go.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And God bless you too, my friend. And thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. See, a lot of you people out there listening, you heard that broadcast. You didn't understand a word that I was saying, and you get into these situations, and you don't have the intestinal fortitude to go to a law library and begin to do your own study, or to look into this kind of stuff, and you don't understand that you've been conned all your life. I mean, it's just the truth. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you? This is Patty, and I'm in Houston.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Fine.
Are you listening on satellite or low power FM?
Satellite.
Okay.
And we're going to call as soon as we can get some money together and get a transmitter.
Wonderful.
And we've got your books, and we're waiting for the other book, the new book on Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City Day. Well, how long ago did you order it?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, but I'm not. I know you're going to get it to us, and I'm not worried about a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've got most of them out, and there are a few that were ordered in advance that still are not out yet, and some are in transit to you already. And Annie, I got to tell you, is just doing a superhuman job in filling all these orders, plus the sale orders and the tape orders and everything that there is. And I just talked her into hiring somebody the other day to help her. So she's done that. And it was really strange because the girl that she hired came in, and as soon as she found out who we were, she said, "Oh, my father listens to you all the time." And she's a very sharp, very smart young woman.
Well, the other night I was listening to an older tape that you had on the show and about your troubles with getting out the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought if I had my computer, I would do it for you for nothing.
You know what? We found a couple of young guys in California that are gonna do it. And
great.
So issue number 15 is being put together. Well, it's not being put together now, but it will be. Will start being put together within the next few days, and we've reached an agreement, and that's going forth. And so Veritas will be back in production very shortly.
Great. Well, I did write a letter with the book order, so I wanted to let you know that we are listening and we are out here, and don't stop.
Wonderful. But the trick is. Just save your money, do whatever it takes, get together with other listeners or neighbors and get the money together and get your FM transmitter and become an affiliate station of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network and participate. And when the phones are open, call.
Well, it was a while before I could get through. It was busy for a long time.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. It means a lot of people are calling, but why does it take so long for people to start calling? I just don't understand that.
Well, while you were saying that, I had been dialing, so I was wondering if the circuits were busy or if something was going on.
I don't know. There was nothing ringing here. That's all I can say.
It's just busy.
Okay. Anything?
Well, have a nice evening, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank
you. Be listening.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
But I got to tell you, tonight, election night, 1996, will not be a nice evening for me, knowing that Bill Clinton, the communist, lying, womanizing, scum-sucking, dope-distributing, cocaine-sniffing, marijuana-didn't-inhale, draft-dodging liar is going to be the president again for the next 4 years. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Cooper. My name is Marty from St. Augustine.
Hi, Marty. How are you?
Florida. Fine. I enjoy your program, and I'm glad you're there. And I was lucky enough to be listening to you tonight, the night that you switched off of WWCR over to the satellite, which I think is in the long run going to be the better way to go.
I think so too. When we convince enough people to get their transmitters and become affiliate stations, and we can literally take the airwaves back from the lying, manipulating communist news networks in this country, as long as people have the guts to do it.
Well, that's the point, and you're bringing it more direct by having it on a satellite feed rather than having to broker it through a radio station that has to bow down to certain other sorts of things.
And yeah, but we have people who are calling radio stations and promoting our network, and I believe that some stations across the country will begin to carry our programming eventually.
Well, I think as time warrants out some of these things that you've predicted and some of these things that are going to happen, hopefully somewhere along the line, and just like Perot and Dole said about Clinton, you know, when does this stuff start to stick? When does something happens that people say, hey, gee, he's bad. You know, when does that happen? I think as that happens, you know, the network will build a little more. And I was sitting here thinking, I definitely want to get the catalog for the FM25. I'm an amateur radio operator, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have occasion to listen on the amateur bands, and there is a large amount of people there who express their opinions, which I'm sure you've probably listened to from time to time. But that being a two-way communication service becomes quite politicized.
Sure, of course.
The other thing is the Internet. And I don't know that whether you have a web page up or a Veritas.
No, I do not have a web page up. Do not know how to get a web page up. Don't have the time to.
I would volunteer if I knew how. I get on the Internet and I look for a lot of stuff, and that would be maybe if someone's listening tonight who has created their own web page or something like that, just a basic presence would be.
Yeah.
A beginning.
I will tell you this. I do have an Internet list, and I'm going to tell you how to become a member of that list right now. I'm also going to tell you that when you become a member, you had better read the rules, because I administer this list strictly according to the rules, and if you violate the rules, you're off, you're gone, and you can't come back. It's for posting sourced and documented information only. This list is for researchers and people engaged in intelligence gathering and people who want to receive that kind of information. It's not a bullshit list. It's not a gossip list. It's not a list where you're allowed to spread rumors. In fact, you post one rumor to that list without specifically stating that you know that it's a rumor, and you're gone forever. That's the kind of list it is. And if you'd like to get on the CAGI list, just send a message to CAGI, CAJI dash owner, OWNER, at POBOX.com. That's POBOX.com. And skip the subject line and just state subscribe, your address at your provider.
Okay, yeah, that's a typical subscription for online. I don't know whether I would call it a Usenet, but it is an emailing list, and that is another form of networking, and I think this grassroots.
Well, it's the best on the Internet, because no rumors are allowed, no gossips allowed, no bullshits allowed, no agendas are allowed. You cannot promote political candidates. You cannot proselytize for any religion. The only thing allowed on this list is sourced and documented information. It's for people who are interested in the truth.
Right.
And nothing else. And if
it's
you
the way I don't seem to have a number for the catalog or the Oklahoma City Day One, and that might be nice to hear sometime this evening.
You mean how to order Oklahoma City Day One?
Yeah, that might be nice to hear, and
just
to tell you who I voted for.
Okay.
And see where we get from there. I voted for Ross Perot.
Okay.
And it was interesting around here. You know how people spend all the money on their posters and things like that for Dole and Clinton and all these guys.
Yeah.
And these people here in St. John's County put up some nice wooden, just very homey-looking Perot posters. And you'd see them in the greatest places. You'd just see Perot in a heart or something like that. And whether or not, you know, I thought that he ran to be sort of a lightning rod for people who were, you know, in the Reform Party who were set with that stuff.
I'm not doing this tonight to argue with you about who you voted for. I just want to know who you voted for and why.
I voted for him. My heart was a little bit with Dole only because he was a war hero and some of those things. You know, if I had to choose between those other two, if that's all I had, I would have voted Dole. But I couldn't because he was a special interest also. And, I mean, these guys talk about balancing the budget for 30 years, and they haven't done it, and they're not going to because they'd have to account for the money, and they can't do that. And the the country is bankrupt, and Ross Perot was the only guy that everybody laughed at him. Even people in my family laughed at him. He got out with the...
The only reason that people laugh at him, don't take him seriously now, is because when he ran 4 years ago, and he had 30% of the vote locked up. I mean, it was clear.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he withdrew from the election until it was clear that Bush had a chance to win. And then he came back in.
Yeah.
And that...
Some hated politics down there.
Oh, that was the giveaway. That was the giveaway that the only reason Perot ran or tried to start his United We Stand America or the third party this time was to take votes away from the conservatives and make sure that Bill Clinton won.
Yeah, and I voted Republican for my congressional district because there was no way I was going to stop Clinton. I knew that. I don't trust the Congress as I don't trust the president. And I have withheld from calling up his the White House number and telling him that he's a he's a Marxist traitor.
Well, he is.
And and he's a fascist. I mean, this is the same kind of thing like in the 30s where they'd build this kind of stuff up. And
well, that's right. But that's the socialist.
Socialism of the 30s is what this New World Order is now.
Sure.
When the communist, what's his name, Gorbachev,
uh-huh.
All these guys, they're all in the same kind of thing. So.
You better believe it. Behind the scenes, they belong.
Yeah.
They belong to the same club.
Yeah, and it's now people who have become patriotic. Have become ostracized and are now being picked out as weirdos or crazies or wackos or whatever. And that's why we need almost a biblical miracle or a godsend where somebody leaks something in Oklahoma City or something that glares out there or something that jumps out there that says, gee, these people are really,
I got to tell you, because we're running out of time, I hate to interrupt, but I want to assure you that we've already got that.
Yeah.
And if you read Oklahoma City Day One, you'll find out that we have them pinned to the wall. The second volume, Oklahoma City, The Aftermath, will absolutely prove that this was not an act of patriots or militias or right-wing wackos or unstable mental...
Well, Americans do a lot of bad things to one another, but they don't do that kind of bad thing.
No, but the absolute evidence is that the United States government set this up, planned it, carried it out, botched it,
and now
they're trying to hide the whole thing because they just blew it completely. They were not able to carry out the agenda that they had planned, which was to blame it on militias and patriots because none of them fell for the bait.
Yeah, if I have one second there, in the 92 election or in the convention, there were two sinister visions that I saw. One was of whoever the House Speaker was at that time, I can't think of his name, and Rockefeller sitting up in the bleacher side in the darkness. You could see them, but the lights weren't on them. It was dark.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was the day after Vince Foster was reported dead, was a photo or as a video of Bill and Hillary walking down, I think it was steps of the Capitol, if I'm not mistaken, both with the same faces that Rockefeller and the other guy had, and the same one. I said, well, gee, they looked about the same. And it looked like two kids with their hands in the proverbial cookie jar.
Yeah.
Two kids who...
Let me give you some hope. What would you say if I told you that photographs exist and copies of these photographs have been made and distributed far and wide so that the publication cannot be stopped whatsoever of Louis Free and Bob Ricks in front of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building on the morning of the bombing, when Louis Free said that he was not in Oklahoma City on that day. He's the director of the FBI. Bob Ricks was in charge of the FBI
Waco
massacre. And he said that he was in Shawnee, Oklahoma, playing golf on that day. And there is another photograph showing Bob Ricks, in conversation with John Doe number 2 on April the 18th, 1995.
Well, then we need to network that out. We need to get that in every little paper, whatever paper you know
just,
that the left.
Just relax. We're taking care of that. But we're out of time.
I've
got to let you go.
I thank you very much, and I look forward to finding out about the catalog and getting a little better connected. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Good night.
And good night, folks. Don't give up hope. The intelligence service of the Second Continental Army of the Republic Militia is digging up the true facts and bringing out all the dirt, and there's nothing that anyone can do to stop it. And God bless each and every single one of you.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again, with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, but the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died.
This is the Voice of Freedom. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Stay tuned for Quest for Help with Michael Cottingham.